This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, November 26, 2018. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Farah Estrella is an award-winning Latina plus-size fashion, beauty, and lifestyle blogger. A native of the Dominican Republic, she previously wrote for Examiner.com and made her blogging debut on the Estrella Fashion Report in 2012. She has been featured in fashion segments for CNN Latino Tampa, Telemundo Tampa, and Myra TV. Farah modeled for Ashley Stewart's Fall 2016 campaign for extended sizes, showcasing top plus-size bloggers, and has worked with major brands such as Lane Bryant, Avenue, and Catherine's. Named Blogger of the Year in 2015 by the Fashion Movement in Tampa and Blogger of the Year again in 2016 by Full Figure Fashion Week, she offers a unique voice in the industry. Let's welcome Farah to the show. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to talk to you. Now, I didn't know this, but you started your career as a model. Now, tell us how you got started in the industry that way.
Actually, I was a straight size model when I was living in the Dominican Republic. So I started modeling as a young teenager, like maybe I was 8 or 9. So like I was 14 or 15. Then I didn't move to the United States until I was 17. And I kind of put that on the back, you know, the back burner. I just kind of, I did a few things once I moved to the United States, like I worked for JCPenney and I did a few jobs here and there, but I didn't really pursue it. And I just kind of put that in the back burner until, you know, fast forward until I started, you know, decided to like, you know what, I want to go back into fashion, but I didn't want to model. I honestly didn't even know that there was a whole plus size modeling industry. At that point, I was already plus size. So I just started the blogging thing until I discovered, you know, Full Figure Fashion Week.
So you started, before you started blogging, you were writing for the Examiner. Now, when did you discover that you enjoyed writing, and what type of things did you write for the Examiner?
I've always been a writer. I always had like, you know, my own journals and things like that. So I always loved to write. I always had a goal. Like I always said when I was little, I always want to write a book, but I never really like did it, you know, for anybody to read my stuff. So when I decided, you know, I wanted to go back into the fashion industry, I didn't know exactly where I fit in. I was like, well, you know, I heard about this blogging thing, and I was like, you know, you can write and you can, you know, write about fashion, which is two things that I really enjoy. So I got that opportunity to write for Examiner, which is like an online sort of newspaper type thing. And so I was their local Tampa Examiner, and I was doing just covering fashion events, just writing about anything fashion related that was local to Tampa, but I could also write about anything that I basically wanted. So that kind of got me started. And then I decided to open my own blog.
So you mentioned that earlier in your career, when you started modeling, you were straight size. Now, when you transitioned from straight size to plus size, did you have a difficult time with your body image?
I think so. You know, especially in the Latin community, we are still not, even though Latinas are very curvy, we're still not very accepted as, you know, plus size women. It's not like an acceptable thing. You know, everybody wants to tell you, oh, you're not healthy, you need to lose weight. You know, it's like, you know, like you don't want to accept the person for who they are. Even though our grandmas, our aunties, our cousins, everybody's plus size.
Right.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a taboo, I guess, but again, things are changing. But I've always accepted my body. One of the things that I can relate to everyone, which is kind of what I love about blogging, is that I've been every size. Like I'm a size 24 now. So I've been from a size 2 all the way to a size 24. So I've been every size, and I feel like I can relate to every woman just because of that.
Right. So when you started your blog and started writing about plus size fashion and entered the plus size community, was it also a way to help you become comfortable in your new plus size body as well, being around supportive people and supportive events?
Yes, it was. And actually, when I started writing, what my blog is not specifically about plus size fashion, it's about fashion in general. I do write a lot about plus size fashion because obviously I'm a plus size woman. But when I first started, I wasn't really writing about plus size fashion because I didn't know anything about plus size fashion at all. I was just writing about things that I like, that I enjoy, you know, shoes and, you know, handbags or jewelry, you know, just different things in fashion industry. But I had a friend who told me about Full Figure Fashion Week in New York. And I was like, what is that? What is Full Figure Fashion Week? And she's like, oh, you're going to love it. It's about plus size fashion. I'm like, what? So I went with her to New York. I didn't know what to expect. And I was blown away. The first year that I went, that was maybe 6 years ago, I was blown away by the whole experience. And I was like, oh, my God, that's when I discovered that there was a whole plus-size industry, to be written about. And I was like, oh, my God, I have so much to tap into. So I learned a lot about the industry. I met a lot of models, designers, and then that's when I started adding the plus size fashion into my blog, incorporating it. And yes, it did help me also with my own image. I mean, it's been 6 years now since I started that, and it's been amazing.
So some people feel you have to live in New York or LA to be relevant in the industry. Now, how are you able to launch your brand successfully living in Florida?
You know, that's a big misconception. I think that, a lot of people think, oh, you have to be in New York, like you said, or LA, or, you know, or a big city. And that's not true. You know, I work from Florida, I live in Tampa, and I don't plan to move. I mean, I work with all these brands, and I work from here. You know, I make it work. I try to, of course, I travel to New York if I have to. And one of the reasons is, you know, if a brand wants to work with you, they will fly you in. They will fly you to New York, you know, put you up in a hotel, and if they want to really work with you. And, you know, you can also work remotely from where you at. So I basically try to cultivate my local fashion industry here in my city. And then I was like, you know what, I kind of conquer my local city, then let me move on to, you know, Miami, and then trying to span to other cities. But you can be wherever you are. Trust me, it doesn't matter where you are. If brand wants to work with you, they will work with you.
And what about attending events to network? Because if you travel everywhere, that can be very expensive. So how do you navigate where you choose to participate?
It can be. It really can be. But it's a wonderful experience. Like, I will definitely encourage anybody to go to events, conferences, you know, especially in the plus industry. There are so many events, like in Atlanta, the Curvy Fashionista Style Expo, Full Figure Fashion Week, CurvyCon, all these things. They're amazing. It's worth the money because you're investing in your brand, and you are connecting with, you know, the brands that are in your industry, with influencers, and the people that work in your industry. So it can be costly, but you can choose, pick and choose where you go. And maybe 1 year you go to an event and the following year you go to another. But it's definitely a big investment, but it's worth it. It has been worth it for me as well.
One of the things that make your blog stand out is that you not only blog about plus size fashion, but mainstream fashion, as you mentioned as well. And I guess it makes sense since you used to model for straight size designers. Do you find that some of your plus size readers sometimes don't understand how you're a fashion blog for all sizes and you like all types of fashion, because sometimes the plus size readers don't like the thin models posted.
I understand that. But, you know, I've been really lucky. Everybody has been really respectful, at least everybody that has followed me. And I, obviously, you get every once in a while, you get someone who said, oh, she's so skinny, don't put that in there. I'm like, no, we don't do that here. But I've been very blessed. And I feel like fashion is inclusive. You know, fashion is for everybody. And I guess because of my experience, having been every size and having friends of all different sizes, like, not all my friends are plus size, you know, not all my friends are skinny. So I want everybody to be included. And, you know, one of the things that as plus size women, we always talk about is like, oh, they don't include us in Vogue, or they don't include us in Elle, and they don't include us here. Well, we don't include them either. So, I mean, and I understand that they are, you know, we do need that niche, you know, it's necessary because we need that hub. We need for, you know, for us to be able to go to a certain place and find things that are all about us. And I get that, but, you know, there are other blogs that are dedicated to that, you know. So mine is more inclusive. I feel like, you know, fashion needs to be more inclusive. And, you know, and I enjoy that. You know, I enjoy all types of fashion. I love seeing beautiful women, whether they're skinny, they're bigger, they're plus. I'm not judging them like, oh, you're too skinny, or you're too fat, or you this, or you're too curvy, or you're too that. That's not me. If I see something beautiful, it's beautiful, whether you are size 2 or you are size 24, or you are size 30. Like, to me, if it's beautiful, you're going to be on my blog because I want to share, I want everybody else to see it.
Right, right. Now, you've mentioned how attending Full Figure Fashion Week was very instrumental in introducing you to the plus community and moving your career forward in the plus industry. And in 2016, you won Blogger of the Year at Full Figure Fashion Week after blogging for only 4 years. So were you shocked when you got that honor?
I was. You know, I was really surprised, but I was totally honored. And, you know, I feel like, you know, my hard work really paid off. I worked really hard to just not only, you know, write about plus size fashion, but also to include, you know, other designers, other influencers, and try to cover events and do them justice. You know, that's one of the things I love about attending Full Figure Fashion Week, is to just be able to share the whole experience with everybody and for everybody to see it through my eyes. Full Figure Fashion Week has been instrumental to my career. I will always be grateful to Gwen DeVoe and Sharon Quinn and everyone in their team who created this amazing event and to give us a voice and an opportunity. I mean, I was incredibly humbled by it, and I'm just really, really appreciative.
So you've been able to, you know, build a great brand in Florida as a plus size blogger. Do you feel the plus industry is putting too much focus on social media followers? And do you feel pressure to have more followers?
Well, you know, I've been really lucky that, you know, I don't have a ton of followers. I have, I think, 14,000 followers maybe on Instagram, but it's been organic. You know, it's been something that I never had to buy followers. I will never do that. And I understand for brands, you know, it's important for them to work with influencers who have a large following. But to me, I'd rather have a smaller following, more dedicated following, and know that everyone is paying attention to me and you know, looking to what I'm doing, than to have a large following that nobody knows me. Or in the case where I've seen where some girls have, okay, let's say they have 100,000 followers, but 90% of them are men. They're only there to look at them or what they're wearing and things like that. And so when you work with a brand, you know, how is that beneficial to a brand? You know, are these men going to buy for their wives? I mean, what are the chances of that going to happen? I mean, are they there to, because they're really interested in the fashion and it's going to move forward, you know, it's going to help or benefit your brand or their brand. Like, you know, so it's very tricky. You know, this social media thing is very tricky, but I'm not really focusing on that. I'm just kind of doing my thing. I'm just being me and just kind of trying to take my blog to the next level. Obviously, that's important. You know, I'm not going to say that it's not. It really is, but it's more about connections. It's more about you know, what you, the connection that you have with your followers, and really, you know, how many followers you have. Because honestly, I work with all the bigger plus size brands, just like, you know, with my little 14,000 followers. And, you know, I've seen other bloggers that have 500,000, and we both work with the same brand. So, you know, obviously in different capacities. So it doesn't really matter. I feel like it's just about your brand also, you know, that's important. You know, would this brand want to work with you, you know? So are you putting good content out there that they want to work with you, regardless if you have 2 followers and, you know, somebody else has 500, you know?
And putting yourself on social media with your fashions and your lifestyle, do you feel that bullying happens on social media? Have you experienced any bullying or negative experience with the social media?
I have. Obviously, I feel like everybody at some point has experienced that, not as much as other people. I didn't intentionally, like, originally wanted to put myself out there with the outfits and things like that. That just kind of evolved. You know, my blog is more about fashion news, and I want to share with everybody what's happening, you know, new designers, what's happening here, new events, things like that. And then it just kind of, the whole outfit thing just kind of came out of, you know, people asking me, well, why are you wearing? Well, you wear this place, and, you know, I like that dress that you were wearing. So I was like, okay, well, let me just make it a whole post so that everybody can just read it. So once you start putting yourself out there, obviously you find that there's so many negative people, you know, and bullying, and they want to tell you, you know, that you're too fat. Like, we don't know that we're fat. Like, we don't see each other. We don't see ourselves in the mirror every day. Or, you know, they want to insult you and things like that. And at first, you know, it's kind of hurtful a little bit, but then it's like, okay, you kind of get cured, and you're like, okay, I'm moving on. You're miserable with your life. And it just seems like a lot of people are miserable to see, or unhappy to see, fat women being happy and being themselves. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with us taking care of ourselves and looking pretty and wanting to look good. And one of the things that I've always said to my friends is, you know, regardless if you, what size you are, you know, I can decide to lose weight and, you know, go down to a size, I don't know, like, I'll never be go a size 2, but, you know, maybe a size 8 or 10 tomorrow, and still be as happy as I am today in a size 24. So, you know, it's about, you know, it's about taking care of yourself and taking pride in how you look. You know, if we were plus size and then we're looking frumpy, then people will still be talking about, oh, you're looking frumpy, or you're looking bad, or you're
right,
looking
this. So right.
You can never win. So either way, you know, just make yourself happy. And, you know, I don't worry about the bullies. I don't allow that on my blog anyway. The moment that, you know, I see somebody trying to bully or trying to, you know, speak ill about somebody, I will just block them, because I don't play with that.
Good. And you have modeled for Ashley Stewart. So you were in the Ashley Stewart Fall 26 campaign for extended sizes. Now tell us how that experience was.
Oh, that was so great. I want to thank Madeline Jones, the editor of Plus Model Magazine, for that. She kind of organized the whole shoot, invited us, me and a few other bloggers to participate. And that was really exciting. You know, I haven't really, like, modeled, like, plus-size fashion or anything. So I was really excited. And I love Ashley Stewart. They have really cool, trendy clothes. And it was a great experience to be on set and getting pampered and getting my makeup done and hair. It was just really exciting.
And the campaign was specifically to promote the extended sizes for Ashley Stewart. Do you think there is size discrimination within the plus industry, and there needs to be more diversity?
I feel like there is, you know, and one of the things that I love about that campaign is, obviously, Ashley Stewart carries up to a size 32. You know, most plus size models that you see online or in catalogs and things like that are like either size 14, size 16. But, you know, they do sell up to a size 32, not specifically them, but, you know, a lot of brands do. Mm-hmm. And then all the models are usually in the lower end of the plus industry, you know. So that was kind of great about that campaign, because because we were all different sizes. You know, I was a size 24. And so, you know, if you cater to a bigger size, why not have, you know, bigger size models so that people can see what the clothes look like? And I feel like that's kind of the gap that bloggers are feeling in the industry. And that's one of the reasons why bloggers, plus-size bloggers, have made such a big difference in the industry, because we are showcasing the clothing in our bigger bodies, you know, something that brands are not doing, or a lot of brands are not doing, not specifically, I should say, but a lot of brands are not doing. And so when they, you know, when the consumer sees the clothes on us, they're like, okay, well, you know, if it looks good on Farrah, who's a size 24, and I'm a size 32, I think I can rock that. Or, you know, if I'm a close to her size, then, you know, I know that it's going to look good on me. And I speak that for myself because I follow all the bloggers. You know, when I see that and I'm like, okay, great. If it looks good on her and she's bigger than me, or she's smaller than, a little bit smaller than me, I know it's going to look good on me. So going back to your question, yes, I do believe that there is some type of discrimination, just because I feel like the brands feel maybe a little pressure as to not, you know, use bigger bodies for their campaigns, which is wrong. But I feel like they will be very successful if they do. But, you know, it's hard to say, you know, why they don't do it.
Do you think there's also size discrimination within the blogging world? Do you think the smaller plus size bloggers get more opportunities and campaigns?
Not necessarily. No, I feel like it's pretty even when it comes to, you know, working with brands. I feel like the process brands in that sense, when it comes to bloggers, are pretty fair. They work with everyone regardless of their size. It's just a matter of aesthetic, you know, whether it fits their brand or not, you know. Like, they wouldn't, you know, like there are certain companies that approach me and I'm like, you know what, no, I can't, I have to deny you, like I can't really work with you because that's not really my aesthetic. It's not something that I would do, you know. I'm not going to wear a mini shirt, mini skirt, or bodycon dresses all over the place. Like, that's not my style, you know. So even though, you know, just like I wouldn't choose to work with that brand, there are certain brands that wouldn't choose to work with maybe a certain blogger. And it has nothing to do with the size. It has to do, I feel, in my opinion, with the aesthetic. Does this fit the brand? You know, it's just something that they would, you know, just like I'm sure there's a lot of brands that wouldn't want to work with me. They're like, you know what, no, that's not, she's too conservative. Or, you know, we don't like the way she looks or whatever, you know. So it's you know, I feel like that's how it is. But I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't experienced this. So I'm just speaking from my experience, you know. Maybe other people have, but I haven't really experienced that.
What advice would you give to someone trying to break into the industry but don't really feel supported?
Interesting. Well, I mean, in what way wouldn't they feel supported? Because, I mean, you do have to reach out and support also, you know, other people.
Right.
You have to make yourself available. You have to also attend events. You have to share other people's stuff. Like, I mean, I don't know in what way they wouldn't feel supported, but, I mean, it's a mutual thing. So you have to, you know, in order for people to support you, you have to support them. So, but you also have to have to have a unique voice. You know, you have to have something unique that you're bringing to the table. You don't want to be like everybody else or do what everybody else is doing. So what makes you stand out, you know, and, you know, I feel like everybody will pay attention to what you're doing once you're doing something different, you know, not like what everybody else is doing.
And it's important. I want to reiterate what you just said. You have to support people in order to get support. Sometimes it works two ways because some people never support anybody, never, you know, share anything, never comment on anything, but just want all the support for their project.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another thing, you know, and attending events and, you know, things like that, that's also important, you know. And I understand events are expensive, you know, like, but I speak for myself, like this year I was not able to go to any events at all. But, you know, but I supported them for the past 7 or 8 years, you know. I've been to every event that I could. So, you know, if 1 year I'm not able to go, I hope, you know, I don't get penalized for that or blackballed because I was not able to go to certain events or things like that. But, you know, but you do have online support. You know, you can still share other people's stuff. You can still comment on their stuff, like their stuff. you know, congratulate them, even if not publicly, but also privately, reach out to them and be like, yo, I'm proud of you. Or, you know, we never know what other people are going through. Sometimes, you know, people are going through ups and downs in their own lives. So it's hard to judge and it's hard to say, you know, oh, this person never supports me without you, you know, reaching out and say, are you okay? What's going on? You know, I haven't heard from you in a while. So, you know, it's also, you know, it's also, I don't judge anybody because I don't know what anybody is going through, you know. You know, so it's hard to say. But are you right about that? Support is very crucial.
Yeah. So do you, well, I don't know if you've done this before. Have you used your blog to be a media sponsor for events? Because a lot of bloggers, they only post outfit posts, but you actually write, and you can write about events, cover events, write about campaigns. So is that something that you've done? Are you interested in doing media sponsorship for people?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. You know, I've done it a few times, actually, and I've been asked as well. It's just that it hasn't kind of worked out where I'm able to travel to the event. But I have done that. I don't mind. I love covering events. That's one of my favorite things ever. Only because that's how kind of I got started, you know, with Examiner, and I opened so many doors for me. Like, you know, they were giving me press passes to go to all these different fashion events, and I love it. So I love attending events, not only because I like the live experience, but I also love meeting people, talking to people. Like, I'm a very people person, so I love being in person, shaking hands, and I feel like having that personal connection is more important to me because I can relate to you later on. You know, it's nice when you comment on someone that you don't know, like some influencer that you saw online and you really like, but when you actually meet them and you shake their hands and make that connection, it's a lot easier to follow them, and you know, you'll feel more connected to them. So that's why I love attending events. I love doing that. And it's certainly something that I would love to do more in 2019.
So if somebody is interested in having you as a media sponsor for their event or has a project and would love for you to write about it and cover it, how can they reach out to you?
Oh, yeah, they can certainly email me. I have all my information on my website. I don't know if, you know, I'm able to say it here or not, but yeah, they can certainly email me. It's freyafashionreport@gmail.com. That's my email. So they can also reach out to me. I'm very good at answering messages, Messenger, Instagram, and then we take it from there. We can take it to the email. So you can be like, hey, I got this event. You know, send me a message. I'm like, yo, okay, email me here. And, you know, we'll take it from there. So I'm very good about that. You can, you know, anybody could reach out to me. And, you know, if I can do it, I'll do it. And if I can, I can, you know. So, but definitely reach out to me. And, you know, and it's something that, you know, also has to fit my brand, you know. It's also that
right.
I'm not going to say I'm going to support every single event. But, yeah, reach out to me. Let me know. And, you know, and I'll look at it and see, you know, because like I said, I'm not going to support someone just because. It has to be something that that comes from my heart. You know, it has to be something that I love. And that it also fits my brand, you know, so that it's not off and people are like, whoa, why is this person going to, you know, this weird type of event? Like, okay, that's not like her. So it's got, like I said, it's got something that fits my brand and that I'm passionate about. If I'm not passionate about it, I can't do it.
So what is the ultimate goal with your career and your brand?
And you know, it changes so much. It really does. Like, since I started, like, when I first started, you know, my goal was to cover events and maybe have a magazine. And, you know, obviously magazines are going down now, so that's definitely not a goal anymore. But just to grow, I really love what I do. I enjoy what I do. I just want to be able to continue to do it full-time as a job. And just continue to, you know, encourage women to take care of themselves, look beautiful, be positive, and, you know, no matter what size they are, just continue to, you know, just continue to be themselves and not, you know, wait until they lose weight to live their life, because that's not right, you know. We all have to look beautiful. We are doctors and nurses and lawyers, and we all have to look good, you know, wherever we go. And every the everyday woman, you know, we have to look great. So I just want to encourage everybody to be positive and live their lives, you know, and not let weight, you know, hold them back and be like, no, I can't do this because I'm too big, or no, I can't do that. Like, no, I don't want them to think that way. So if my blog encouraged them to pursue, you know, their passion and be positive and feel good about themselves, then that's really one of my goals right now.
So do you have anything else happening that we can be out on the lookout for, or anything else we should know that's coming up?
Well, you know, 2019 is going to be really interesting. I really want to collaborate with a lot of bloggers. I want to do more, blogger collaborations, because I feel like I want to introduce a lot of people to my local area here in Tampa. Like, a lot of people tell me, oh, who are these, you know, who do you follow? Who are these other bloggers? Like, they may be known in New York and California, but maybe a lot of people here in Tampa don't know. And also in the Latin community, you know, there are there's still a lot of people that don't know who they are, or, you know, what the Curvy Fashionista is about, or the Expo or Full Figure Fashion Week. Or so I want to introduce all of my Latinas to these, to all of these amazing events, all of these amazing bloggers and influencers. So I definitely want to do more interviews and more collaborations for 2019. And, I'm hosting events also. I have a few events already lined up for 2019 that I want to be hosting, which I love. Like I said, I like to be, meet people where they are, which is great. So I'm collaborating with a few brands and hosting some events. What else? Oh, and you know what? I really have stepped up my outfits and my photography. I'm working with a great photographer locally here in Tampa, and we're doing some great projects for 2019. So, yeah, just stay tuned. I got a lot of things, a lot of ideas coming up.
Well, that's exciting. So tell us your official website and social media pages so we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Yeah, definitely follow me at www.estrellafashionreport.com. Estrella is Estrella, fashionreport.com. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Estrella Fashion Report, and on Twitter at Estrella F Report.
Okay, so I was pronouncing it wrong. It's not Estrella, it's Ya at the end.
Yeah, it's a Spanish. Yeah, it's a Spanish name. Estrella means star in Spanish, and that's my last name, Estrella.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Continued success with everything you have going on. And I got to get out to Florida soon to see what you're doing out there.
Yes, definitely. You're more than welcome to. I love hosting you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And all the best to you. Congratulations on the number one podcast for plus-size women and plus-size fashion. I'm really happy for you, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you to my guest today, Farrah. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.